All right, Chaver, let's learn. First of all the Torah tonight, all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Zairis is being sponsored by Baruch Hashem. He's a Talmud Chaver. He's mamish, much more than a Talmud. He's like a son to me, someone I love very dearly, someone who Baruch Hashem, one of maybe the only mail of the Zoom shir is that he could join us on the Zoom, even from Baltimore, of Mordechai Bennett, who Baruch Hashem is mamish part of the chevra, even when he's not here in person, but now he could be Baruch Hashem here, and he's sponsoring tonight. So I'm saying he, you pay attention. I'm saying he's sponsoring. Usually, it'll be him and his wife are sponsoring. Of course, you'll learn chevra. Everybody know everything that's yours is your wife's. But Lemaisa, he's sponsoring tonight because he's sponsoring tonight for such a beautiful reason. He's sponsoring tonight to show Akars Atov, to his Heligashis Chayil, to Adasa, and to show her tremendous Akars Atov for all she does for him and for her family, and to show tremendous Akars Atov, most importantly as well, to the Eibishter, to the Rabbon Shalom, as Hoidul Hashem Ki Tov Kilam Chasto. It's very beautiful, Baruch Hashem. It gave me a lot of chizik when he reached out to do this. Because, you know, Baruch Hashem, been giving a lot of shiurim lately because of our situation, maybe even more than usual, and many of the women shiurim and just some of the bigger shiurim that are being sponsored, and almost time and time again, they're sponsored for refuos and yeshuos, and we have to daven for all those people like we spoke about before. But it's like a little bit of a breath of fresh air to also focus on the good in our lives. And also, you know, it's like the Baal Tanya tells us every Yid has to live with two hearts, and one heart feeling the tsar, feeling the pain of Klal Yisrael, and of course davening for the situation we're in, but one heart feeling such Akars HaTov for all that we have, and for the Eibishter, and here to have a shir that was being sponsored, to just give Akars HaTov to the Rabbeinu Shalom from Rav Mordechai, and to his Heligash Chayil to give Akars HaTov, and that he realizes that so special, Baruch Hashem, should be big schus for Rav Mordechai, for your whole beautiful mishpacha, for Adasa, for Alakinder, and then we should only have simcha and bracha, Bez Hashem, to talk about. All right, let's learn, Chaver, let's learn. You know, open up Parsha Achremos. You open up this week's Parsha, and right away we start again with a time of difficulty, a time of sadness. We're right back, brought into the death of Nadav and Avihu. The deaths of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron. Achremos Shnei Bnei Aaron. And mamash, we're brought back into tragedy. Feels like all that we talk about, as I said before these days, is tragedy. But this death we have to understand. This death of Nadav and Avihu is of the most puzzling deaths in the entire world history. That this could happen to Aaron, to the leader of Klal Yisrael together, his brother Moshe, to Moshe's nephews, to Aaron, to his children. And this could happen to Aaron at a moment of one of the highlights of his life. As they're going and starting to use the Mishkan, he's the Kohen Gadol, he's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael and Avodah. First time in history we have a house of God. The Shekhinah is coming to rest. And we're going to feel it and sense it in ways we've never had in history and we don't have for the past close to 2,000 years. And at that time, the loss of Nadav and Avihu, like really, if we really think about it, there have to be such big lessons here. And of course, we could read through Chazals and understand all the different Medrashim and all the reasons why it happened to them, but really, and what compounds this question is if you open up the Zohar. First Makar will have the Zohar. We need deep Torahs these days. We need to get down to our lave, to our neshama. And the Zohar tells us in the beginning of this week's parasha that who are Nadav and Avihu? Nadav and Avihu shkulim havu lekabel shavim Sanhedrin. Nadav and Avihu were so great, were so chashiv. They were mamish, equal to the entire Sanhedrin of Shivim Zakenim. All Shivim Zakenim, 70 of them were keneged Nadav and Avihu. The Zohar continues, listen to the Lashon of the Zohar. Heilig Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Torah Magen Lanu, Mirz Hashem, at least our Torah should Magen Lanu right now, from what's going on in the world. Dahani Trey, these two individuals, not even of you, Lo Ishtichu Kavaseu B'Yisrael, you couldn't find anyone like them in all of Klal Yisrael. Novdom Aviu. Lo Nimsu Kamoiz Mechol Yisrael. They were such tzaddikim, Novdom Aviu. And if we didn't know it from the Zohar, it's Mamish Rashi at the beginning of this parsha, very famous, right at the beginning. I'm sorry, the Rashi in Parsha Shemini. The Rashi, when talking about the death of Novdom Aviu in Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel, Amr lo Moshe l'Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron achi, my brother Aaron, yodea yisi, she is kadish abayas bim yudov shomakom. I knew that the Mishkan was going to be sanctified, was going to be made holy with those who are most intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayisi sover o bi o bach, I thought it was going to be me or you. Who are the holiest? Who are the biggest tzaddikim? Moshe and Aaron. Moshe the Aaron. Such heilig tzaddikim. I thought it would be you or me. Ach shavroa ani. Shehem gedoilim mimeni. Now I see they're greater than me. Umimcha and greater than you. Moshe Rabbeinu testified that Nadav and Aviyu were greater than Moshe and Aaron. And they lose their lives. Because Baruch Hu takes them out of the most special moment in the history of the world. When the Mishkan, Chanukas HaMishkan, really? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. The Rechayim HaKadosh says in this week's parsha, Halamadas Shein Krovim Mehem, Shemayamosha Karov Mehem, Hayadavar Nasebo. That there was no one closer to Hashem than Nadav and Aviyu, because if Moshe was closer, he would have been the one taken. On the words, Bikarvasam Lifnei Hashem, they were close to Hashem. They were the closest to Hashem, the Rechayim HaKadosh says. Nobody closer. And they're killed by Hashem in such a way. Really? Why? Okay, they did something wrong. We know whatever that was exactly. So many different drushas on it. They pass in Torah in front of the Rebbe and the Shtuya Yayin and whatever it might be. I'm not going to get into it all right now. So some say, the Archaim later says, and this is a very deep Torah. I spoke about it once years ago. I'm not going to get into it right now. But their death wasn't a punishment. But they got so close to Hashem, they were in such a high level, that literally the neshama left their bodies. They became like a malach. Shiniskarvul ne'or elyon b'chibas ha'koidesh. They got so close to Hashem. And it was so neshikov, the neshikov of a tzaddik. But that I don't want to talk about right now, just throwing it out there for those who want to understand in that light. But I want to understand in a whole different way tonight. And I think a yisod that is something we need chizik in during these challenging days. Challenging days, let's be real and honest. It's challenging, we're home, in our homes for this long already. Hopefully we're with people we love, but being together with people I love 24/7 for so long is also challenging. Even the people we're closest to. A little too much of anything. Outside of the Rabbeinu Shalom and Torah, is never so easy. It's never so easy, so it's challenging. And in our Ruchnius, as much as certain areas we're trying to be mechazik ourselves in our learning and our davening, it's challenging this long not having a shul to go to, not having a yeshiva to go to. And that we're forced, like a time never before, to be on the internet all day so that we could learn Torah. But then we're in front of screens all day and the taivas are raging. And we're alone so much. Yes, we're alone with the Rabbeinu Shalom. But we need chizik. We need his iris. People are falling left and right. People are falling left and right. It's a difficult time. It's emes. Let's be real. Be honest. So I want to share with you a Torah again from the Bas Ayin. Last week we learned from the Bas Ayin. We spoke all about the Bas Ayin last week. I'm not going to go into Ayin last week, Sheriff, to learn who the Bas Ayin was a little bit. But Amamish, I've been living with the Bas Ayin a little bit these days. He's giving me chizik that I need. That's where I've been finding my light. And other tzaddikim, he's not the only one. Listen to what the Bas Ayin says, Chavra. The Bas Ayin says that we all know that when Adam Rishon sinned, Adam Rishon brought a certain zuhama into the world. Adam Rishon brought the Yetzer Hara into ourselves. Adam Rishon brought, I don't know if there's a good English word for zuhama, but a disgustingness, a feeling of disgust that we could connect to, that's part of us, that brings us down, that pulls us down. A serious pagam beruchni into the world. The Heilige Nefesh HaChayim speaks about this at length. This zuhama. And what happened at Har Sinai was finally, after many, many years, we left Mitzrayim, we get to Har Sinai, and you don't have to, Nefesh HaChayim talks about this at length, they're all at the beginning, we've spoken many times, I hope all the Chevra have learned through Nefesh HaChayim. If you haven't, get started tonight, not tomorrow, tonight. Tonight. But it's a Gemara in Shabbos. The whole world's learning Shabbos yet. Halavai, the whole world should keep Shabbos, not just learn Shabbos. And not just keep Shabbos. People think they keep Shabbos because they keep 39 malachas. Keeping Shabbos means really deeply connecting to Shabbos. Feeling Shabbos, davening, singing. Now we have the time, now we're home, we could just daven, and we could sing, and we could connect to Shabbos, and feel Shabbos. If the whole world was not just learning Shabbos, but living Shabbos, we'd bring the Yom Shekula Shabbos. Tell you a story, you want to hear a story, Mamish? Emes story that came to, someone calls me last week, a woman calls me. Emes, you can't make this story up, Mamish. A woman calls me, and she's, Mamish, I promise, I pick up the phone, crying to me on the phone. Tears, I just hear tears. There's a woman in her mid-20s, crying to me on the phone. And she's crying to me that she has to tell me something, and she's chizik for me, but she has to, and she's going to cry the whole time. She's so emotional. I'm like, what's going on? She starts telling me how she was doing very well, Baruchni, but lately, already for the last few months, she was really not doing well. And ultimately, for the past few months, she literally, something her whole life she never was nichshol in. For the first time in her life, the last few months, she was nichshol on Shabbos. And she was using her phone on Shabbos and watching movies on Shabbos. Whatever it was exactly. And she's crying to me, telling me this. And I stopped there and said, "So beautiful, you're crying to me. That means you're alive. It means you want it. It means you want it." It was Mamish, but I'm listening. And Mamish, I couldn't stop. I was crying. I could not cry listening to this girl, Mamish. And then she starts telling me how difficult it is. She's single and she's going through a difficult tkufa and she's down and out and depressed and sad. And she lost her job. So she has no job. She has no husband. In her mind, again, she has no Rabbi Nisholm. Obviously, that's Sheker. But she's lost that connection. And it was destroying her that she wasn't keeping Shabbos. It was so hard for her. And she told me, listen to this, Chavir. For 5 weeks straight, she's been calling up to try to get unemployment. We know, if you pay attention to the news, the whole world these days is unemployed. And she, for 5 weeks straight, every day, she said 30, 40 times a day, she's calling unemployment to try to get on, to get unemployment. And unemployment these days is giving a lot of money, much more than normal because of the situation. We could all become millionaires going on unemployment, apparently. It's like, they're giving out like crazy funds, I heard. Lamaisa, you can't get through, so it doesn't help anybody. So she's trying, she tells me for 5 weeks straight. For 5 weeks straight, she's calling. And she told me that it was this, she called me last Friday. She says, today I called, no exaggeration, 50 times. 50 times. 50. And I was ready to call one last time. And I said, after this time, that's it. I'm Miss Yayish, I'm giving up. And she tells me she looked up to the sky. And this is what she says. This girl hasn't kept Shabbos in 3 months. But for 5 weeks, she looks up to this guy and she says, Hashem, I know and I believe you're Einod Milvado. You're everything. I know if there's any way I can get through, it's through you. Rabbeinu Shalom, I promise you, if you let me get through this time, I promise you I'll start keeping Shabbos, I'll keep this Shabbos, I'll start keeping Shabbos. 5 weeks straight, 30, 40 times a day, that day 50 times, she dials one last time, and the person picks up. This is Beli Guzma, this girl called me last Friday, less than a week ago, Chevra. Beli Guzma, exactly the way I just told it to you. And she called me crying, telling me this story. She said, Rabbi, Rebbe, help me. Tell me how I could start keeping Shabbos. I need to keep this Shabbos. And what I have to do, I don't even know Hilchot Shabbos well enough. And she's crying to me on the phone, and she wants to be connected. And it was like, this was like a half hour before Shabbos, of course. So I gave her some chizik, and she kept Shabbos. She told me after Matzah Shabbos was the hardest thing she'd done in her life. It was very hard. She's not used to it, but she kept Shabbos. And then this week, the other day, we spoke for a long time, and I gave her some inyanim, some things to do, and some chizik. This girl will be mamish, biggest of big. Shabbos Kodesh. If we all were living Shabbos and keeping Shabbos, Hashem, all He wants is to keep Shabbos. All she had to say, if she would have said 5 weeks ago, Hashem, if you let me get through, I'll keep Shabbos. Boom, Hashem just wants the whole world to keep Shabbos. So let's learn a Gemara from Shabbos. This was just a complete tangent, though. We could go off the whole shiur on Shabbos Kodesh. But there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos said that Adam Rishon brought the Zuhama into the world. Came Har Sinai, Pasko Zuhumasam. Came Har Sinai, and all the Zuhama stopped. All the Zuhama stopped. We were at a time like Adam Harishon Kaidam Lechait. We felt Hashem by our side. We felt the Arganas. It was incredible. It was awesome. That was at Har Sinai. Oh, Paskazumasan. You know what that brought? That brought to the world what we need more than anything else. It brought to the world Yiras Shemayim. I had awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the whole world did. Gemara Shabbos Peiches said, the whole world heard and trembled by Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We know the Gemara, famous Gemara Makos. Those words were said by Hashem b'chvod v'atma. We all heard it from Hashem. You couldn't not have Yiras Shemayim. You know what Yiras Shemayim really means? Not to fear God. Not to fear punishment. To be in awe. To know Hashem is watching you every moment. Hashem is by your side every moment. To feel His presence. True Yiras Shemayim. At Har Sinai, we all had it. We all felt it. It was incredible. True Yiras Shemayim. The whole world was trembling. Look at Tosfos Shabbos Peches on top, and the Medrash tells us we mamish like ever fainted. We fainted by Anoch. We fainted by Lo Yiyah. We couldn't handle it so strong. But you know what we felt? We felt Hashem's presence. We felt Him by our side, and we knew He was watching me. And I had true Yiras Shemayim, and that's what Hashem wants for us more than anything else in the world. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimachim LiYira. What does Hashem want from you, the Yira? That was also, I happened to open up the Zohar to find this other Zohar I started with. And I start reading the Zohar at the beginning of this parsha. You can't make this up. Everywhere I looked, after I started thinking about Yiras Shemayim, everywhere I looked, the Zohar at the beginning of this week's parsha starts out, it starts right off, well, it's the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ivdu as Hashem b'Yira. Serve Hashem with Yira. But that's in Perak Beis of Tilim. In Perak Kuf, very famously, Yivdu as Hashem b'simcha b'alavana b'irnana. So Zohar asks, Kanu Kroi Kashona Dadi. The Psukim are contradicting each other. Should I serve Hashem B'yiro or B'ava? B'yiro or B'simcha? Elohachi Tana. Listen to the Zohar. Listen to right at the beginning of this week's parasha. Pull it out. It's about 10 lines into this week's parasha. If the Hashem B'yiro, you have to serve Hashem with Yiro. The Chol Pulchana Debay Barnash L'miflach Kamimare. All that Hashem wants for you, your whole avodah is to have Yira Shemayim. Bekad Misa by Yira, first and foremost, you need Yira. L'dachol Mineu, begin the Chol Demare. To have true fear of Hashem, true awe of Hashem. And then if you have Yira Shemayim, Yishtachach L'basar D'yavid B'ched Vasa P'kudei Raisa. You'll eventually find through your avodas Hashem also chedvasa, simcha. You'll find the simcha. If you have the yira, you'll find the simcha. Find me a Jew in the world that really is in awe of God and really feels Hashem by their side and is not besimcha. There's no such thing. It's beferish Zohar and it's emes. You'll be besimcha in life. You'll serve Hashem besimcha. Just find the yira, the true, but not fear, awe. Closeness, knowing Hashem is by our side, being so interconnected to Hashem, and then he quotes, "Val da ksiv ma Hashem el kecha shol mimach ki im liyira." What does Hashem ask of you but to have yira? It's all that Hashem wants from you. Mamish, that famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh over there in Parshas Ekev, because the puzzle keeps on going, right? La'avo so love the b'chalavavchem, to love Hashem, to serve Him. Everybody knows the Orach Chaim. If you don't know the Orach Chaim, go look it up the minute we stop shir before even the Nefesh HaChaim, because that Orach Chaim is Kadosh Kadoshim. The Orach Chaim tells us you have to stop right there, right? If you have, what does Hashem ask of you? Only Yira. And if you have Yira, you'll love Him, you'll serve Him with all your heart and soul, right? That's the Orach Chaim. Because otherwise the pasuk doesn't make sense. All He asks of you is Yira and love and all these things. No, He only asks one thing, Yira. It's not an Orach Chaim, it's a Zohar. Well, much longer before the Orach Chaim. Kodesh Kedoshim. Yira Shemayim. To truly have Yira Shemayim. There is nothing but Hashem, and to feel that in our life, to feel connected to Hashem. And you'll see, then that will bring the simcha, the Zohar tells us. It will bring the ava. And that came at Har Sinai in the grandest of ways since Adam HaRishon. Aber what happened? Chet HaEgel happened. And Chet HaEgel, and we're not going to darshan Chet HaEgel, why it happened, what, but Chet HaEgel, the Zuama came right back. And if the Zuama came back, and what does that mean, the Zuama came back? That defilement of humanity. It meant that sense of Yira was gone. That sense of Yira, we didn't have that same sense of Yira anymore. We didn't have that same bond with Hashem where we felt so deeply connected. Which without that Yira, we're doomed. Without that Yira, that's when I give in to my temptations, my taiva. That's when I'm lazy, I don't daven the way I'm supposed to, or don't get up when I'm supposed to, don't treat people the way I'm supposed to. It's because I'm lacking that Yira. I'm lacking that deep, deep connection. And that's when I'm not so besimcha. I can't get to the simcha if I don't first have the Yira. That's what the Zohar says. That's what Reb Shimon says. You're going to dance on Lag B'Omer, and we'll be dancing Lag B'Omer. Where? I don't know. I hope in Meron. I hope in Meron, I'm still davening.
Amen.
Amir Hashem. And if not Meron, by New Square. If not by New Square, we're not even going to go there yet. But, you're going to dance, you have to live, Rabbi Shimon's Torah, Rabbi Shimon's telling us, you have to have Yira. You have to be in awe of Hashem. But we lost that natural Yira by Chet HaEgel. And Hashem so deeply wanted to bring it back. Hashem wanted us to have that, to feel that, what we felt at Har Sinai, because He knew there's nothing more important in our lives. And therefore, what did He do? He took the two biggest tzaddikim in the world. The Bas Ayin says, the two biggest tzaddikim in the world. Bigger than Moshe and Aaron. Whatever that means. I know we don't know much about them. But I read you from the Zohar. We read it in Rashi. It's Chazal. It's everywhere. Bigger than Moshe and Aaron. And Hashem took them away because they messed up in whatever way they messed up. And we'll get back to that. They did something wrong and Hashem took them away. And you know what type of Yira that brought back to all of Klal Yisrael? All of Klal Yisrael saw that. And saw that Hashem is the master of the universe, and Hashem's watching everything we do. You know what type of year that brought to Klal Yisrael? Bikrovaya Kadesh, the Pasuk in Shemini says, Bikrovaya Kadesh, through the closest to me, I'll make it all holy. Not just the Mishkan, it's making all of us holy. And look at the Das Kanim there, if you open up later, in Shemini Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, the Das Kanim. Al Yedei Misas Kroivim Halalu, through the death of these close tzaddikim to Hashem, Eskadesh, Veskadel, I will make holy, I will make great. All of us, Leinei Kol Ha'am, to the eyes of the whole nation, Sheyisu Kal V'Chomer, they will make a Kal V'Chomer. Ba'atzmam, in themselves, Me'elu, from these tzaddikim, V'yishmeru Atzmam, and they'll watch themselves. Mele Asos came from doing anything like this, anything connected to the will of God. V'yiru mimenu, ultimately, mimeni. And they'll have Yira Shemayim. In other words, the whole purpose, the whole necessity to take away another view, and now we can understand, because it had to be a grand reason to do that to Aaron, to Moshe, on this day, was to bring back Yira. To bring back Yira Shemayim, which is the key to all keys. With Yisoyed Shol Yisoydos. That's what happened. To remind us Hashem is master and watching over and taking care of us, and we need to do everything. We can't do one drop thing wrong to Him, to the best of our ability. And by the way, I don't mean Yira shouldn't be with stress. Yira shouldn't be so I feel shackled. Yira shouldn't, that's not real Yira. Yira shouldn't be that I feel I can't be myself and I can't live my life because everything I'm thinking about 24/7. It should be I have such a connection to Hashem, I just want to do everything right to the best of my ability. I want it so badly because I know how great He is in my life. Of course I'll be myself as well, whatever way I could live out my personality. But I'm never dislodged. You know how it is? You know, something we love, we tend to hug. These days, the world doesn't let us hug much. It's so hard. You know, Yisrael Meir, he said, Yisrael Meir, I saw you last night. It's the first time I saw you in person in a while. Was it the first? No, I saw you. Was that the first time I saw you in person since Purim? I don't know. No, we had Shir Thursday night after Purim also. I don't remember. Whatever it was. But it was a while. It's too long. Too long. More than a week is too long. You know how badly I wanted to give you a hug? You know how badly I wanted to give you a hug last night, but we had to stay a few feet away. Whatever, we're not going to get into Maven Yavin. Couldn't give you a hug. When you love people, you want to give a hug. Elio, I saw you here before, Elio. Elio, I saw you today, Elio, you came by. I see you outside, we could talk from outside. Elio, you know how badly I wanted to give you a hug when I saw you. But I couldn't give you a hug. But a hug is love. A hug is love. But you know what's interesting about Ava? If it's just love, a hug, you could be, when you hug, you're connected and you're one. But you could also dislodge and you disconnect from that hug. You're not constantly 24/7 connected as one. Yira, a relationship with Hashem, that's Ava. Yira is so much stronger. Yira is like when there's a flower that's connected to the ground. It's there, its whole sustenance and its whole life is from the ground. That relationship, which is so one, that can't be disconnected in a sense. It's one. That's our relationship of Yira with Hashem. And that's what each and every one of us needs to build and to feel. And that's what the whole death of Nadav Avihu is there. And therefore, if that's the reason, it's to remind us to rebuild our Yira. I want to suggest, by the way, what's pshat? How did Nadav Avihu then play a role in this? Why they deserve for that to happen to them? So I want to suggest, Basayan doesn't say what I'm about to say now. There's the Halakha in Nesiv Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, he says many times, this is Yesod. It's a big Yesod. I'm not going to get into all the places for the sake of time. But he says, big, big tzaddikim. He says it by Avram Avinu, he says it by Moshe Rabbeinu. Big, big tzaddikim reach a level of Kedusha where their body does Ratzon Hashem, even if they don't fully understand what they're doing. So let me give you one example. He says this by Moshe and hitting the rock. He says, well, Moshe hit the rock. How could Moshe Rabbeinu have gone against Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock Because it was Ratan Hashem for him to hit the rock. Why? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, this is based on a Chazal, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash would not have been able to have been destroyed. Because it would have been so holy. Now what would have happened when we messed up like we did? We would have had to have been destroyed. Because Hashem took out His anger on His house, we know. Famous, right? Famous Chazal. So by Moshe Rabbeinu not entering Eretz Yisrael, literally saved Klal Yisrael. So by hitting the rock, it saved Klal Yisrael. And he didn't understand that fully. But his body was so Kaddish, it did Ratzon Hashem even above his mind. And that's why he hit the rock. That's what the Tzvi Shalom explains, Slonim Rebbe. He says this in a few places. I'm not going to get into all the examples. I want to suggest maybe that was Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu could bring an Eish Zara. If they were Kaddish Kedoshim above Moshe and Aaron, they would do something Keneged Hashem. Nisht, it was Ratzon Hashem that they should do something slightly wrong so that Hashem could bring them this Eish and devour them to rebuild your Shemayim in Klal Yisrael. That was Ratzon Hashem. Bikroivaya Kadesh. Through my closest, I'll bring holiness. That's what I want to suggest. That's what I want to suggest. But ultimately, it's for us then, if we're reading this parsha, it's for us to rebuild our Yir Shemayim. It's for us to rebuild our Yir Shemayim. And that's the key of all keys. You know, last night, this chus to go daven by the oil. I brought with me, now they don't have tilim by the oil, they don't have sedurim by the oil. You have to bring what you want with you. And there's no seating, so I knew I wasn't going to stay there long to learn. But I brought with me a sitter, and I brought with me Usvartem Lechem. Rav Daniel Frisch's sefer on the Mem Test Yumei Svira. And I open up last night. Mamish, these are the words I read last night. I'm just going to read it to you, a few lines. On the 21st day of the Omer. Tonight's the 22nd day of the Omer, but this was last night at the oil. Whenever I'm by the oil the week before Shir, I always feel like gain a koyach, what I want to give over in Shir. Listen to what he says. No, I'm in the wrong day. I knew that. Okay. Here's his words. In Svartim Lechem, Yom Chaf Aleph Aleph. Yitain Ha'odem El Libo. A person has a place in his heart. Ki Kidei Sheyizke Lahasig Kiyim Lishleimuso. In order to reach a level of completion and perfection. Bavoyiz Habar Yisbarach in serving Hashem. Yesh Lo Lishtad Lamod Acher Yiras Hashem Yisbarach. Our biggest effort has to be but to attain Yiras Hashem, b'chol palaso v'avodaso, in all our work, in all our avoda, v'avoda says Abori Sparach, in all the way that we serve Hashem, u'letzarech zeh, and for this need, yasok b'zivrei musar, ha'memoyerin al yir, and what do you have to do? You should learn zivrei musar, learn misil shisharim, learn zivrei musar that inspire this yira. Kashay limuda b'em yi'al derech b'keshas ha'shlemas, and you'll learn them and they'll inspire you to reach the Shlemus and you'll attain Teferis, which is the synthesis of Chesed and Gvura, which is the goal of our lives through Yira. Ayidei Mida Malchus, through Malchus, which is what is Malchus? The king is Yira, which is Yir Shemayim. In other words, that's what he says. All you need to do is find Yir Shemayim in life. And one more important during these days, guys. We're living in times that are scary. But as much as they're scary with the machla begashmi, they're scary in our ruchnius. And we have to revitalize that. And not just Baruch Hashem. I know now yeshiva began over Zoom in different ways and we're going to Siddharim, but our Yir Shemayim, our connection to Hashem, our awe of Hashem, so that we're free from any other desires or temptations. How do you have this? This is a tremendous Torah. Pazik says in Tehillim in the Aleph, Lev nishbar v'nidka lokim lo sivza. When you have a broken heart, Hashem never pushes that to the side. What does it mean to have a broken heart? You know what it means to have a broken heart? It's not a broken heart, I want to suggest, a broken heart doesn't mean that I'm sad and depressed and down and out. Hashem wants us to have a broken heart, the Pasuk saying. It means that I realize I'm only a part of a whole. And my other part is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm nothing without Hashem. My broken heart means I'm only a part. My heart, my essence, my lave is only a part. And I need Hashem. That's my other part. That's your Shemayim. How do you gain that? Listen, incredible. You ready what the Basayan says? So if you take the word Lev, Lev is Gematria 32. But we want a Lev Nishma, you want to break it in half. So if you take 32 and you break it in half, what are you left with? 16. Yudvav. Yudvav of your Lev is a broken heart. If you take the letters Yud, Vav, Lev, but you switch around Lev, instead of Lamed, Beis Lamed, what word do you get? Yovel. If you have a broken heart and you realize you're only part of Hashem, Yud, Vav, you get your Gematria 16, your Lev is only 16. You're Mekayim to live a life of Yovel. What's Yovel? The 50th year, which obviously we'll get back to in a few minutes. In the Zman we're in the middle of. But what happens in Yovel? Everybody goes free. All the Avadim go free. Everybody goes free. Everyone reaches the level of Cheres. You know what freedom is? It's not American culture freedom of eat, drink, and be merry and do whatever the heck you want. That's not freedom. That's being a behema. That's being an animal. That's being a body without a soul. That's not freedom. That's giving in. That's being a slave to your desires. That's being a slave to your animalistic self. Freedom is self-control. Freedom is I choose to stay away. Freedom is living up to who you should be and who you want to be, being one with Hashem. That's freedom. Yovel brings freedom from all taiva, all temptation. That's for Evelyn, Lev Nishbar. So through a Lev Nishbar, I Mekayim Yovel. That's my Yir Shemayim. And what brought that back? What brought that back? The beginning of this week's parasha, the death of Nadav and Avihu. Now I'm just bringing this together. You ready, Chevra? Look at the first pasuk in the parasha. The first pasuk in the parasha. Sorry, can't make this up. Ve'edabesh Moshe achrei Moshe bnei Aaron bikarvasam lifnei Hashem v'yamusu, when they came close to Hashem and they died through the way we're explaining. Look at the Rashi Tevos, Bikirvasam Beis, Lifnei, before Yud Kevavke Hashem Viyamusu, Yovel. Yovel. That year of Shemayim that's being built through the death of Nadav Avinu brings that Yovel because it's that Lev Nishbar. That's the heart that Hashem wants us to have. True freedom from Gashmias, true freedom from Taiva. It's when you have your Shemayim. You know, who are those? Who are those that are extreme? Who are those that are extreme in their lacking of self-control and being slaves to desires? Addicts. People are addicts. Right? An addict. A lot of us are addicts, even if we're not diagnosed. But real addicts, to whatever it might be, alcohol, drugs, pornography, gambling, addicts. So they have to go and get help. Some need serious rehab, inpatient, outpatient. One of the most successful areas that they go to meetings, AA meetings. They have to go to AA meetings and they learn of the most successful drachim in therapeutic help to addicts, as most of you should know, are the 12 steps. Go through the 12 steps that helps an addict become free from their desires. Six out of the 12 steps talk about Rabbeinu Shalalem. Okay, calls it a higher power. We know what that means. Six out of the 12 steps is saying you need Yir Shemayim. Six out of the 12 steps is you want to be free from this, you need Yir Shemayim. If you have the higher power, if you have Hashem by your side, you're going to be okay. Without Hashem by your side, you got no shot. No addict has a shot. And none of us have a shot. We got to build the Yir Shemayim. Pasuk in Tisavah says, Hashem says, "V'nigdash bichvoidi," will be made holy. Talking about the Mishkan, it's talking about each and every one of us as well on a deeper level. Bichvoidi, through my kavod. Kavod is Gematria 32 as well. Through my lev. What lev? The lev nishbar. That's how we bring holiness to ourselves and holiness to Hashem. That's the Yir Shemayim. That's the true lev of a Jew, is a lev nishbar. In Shir Hashirim, Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav, we say, Hashem is basically saying to us, Simeini kechoysam alibecha. Simeini kechoysam alibecha. Make a choysam alibecha. Make a signature, an imprint on your heart. An imprint on your heart. What's the choysam alibecha? It's this lev. It's having your shemayim imprinted on my heart because I have a lev nishbar. I don't stop thinking about Hashem, and then I'm free from everything else as a yovel, as we discussed how you get to that. Simeini kechoysam alibecha. Completely separate. That's kedoshim tiyu. We didn't speak much about kedoshim tiyu. We don't have to. This is all kedoshim tiyu. And then you start shining. Usvartem lechem mimachras haShabbos. We're counting the Omer. Svartem is miloshon sapir, like a sapphire. We want to be shining. When we have Yir Shemayim, we're shining. We feel it. We're besimcha, like the Zohar says. And you have the chaysam alibecha. Chaysam is gematria 454. Exactly gematria. Chamishim yom. You want to have the chaysam alibecha. You want to live with that lev nishbar with the Yir Shemayim. To really be one with Hashem. And not fall prey to all the taivas of society that creates a life of slavery. You need chaysam alibecha. That's what we're accomplishing now. Chaysam alibecha of lev nishbar yishamayim. Chaysam is gematria chamishim yom through these 50 days. And why is it chamishim yom? Tisbru chamishim yom. Do we count 50 days? We don't count 50 days. We count 49 days. We don't count 50 days. Why does the Torah say Tisbru Chamishim Yom? Why does it get to that number? The 50th day is Shavuos, but we don't count 50 days. We count up to that. We count 49 days. It wants to connect to that number 50 again. Because 50 is Yovel. And our whole avoida of these times is finding that same cheres, the same freedom of what Yovel represents. The freedom Baruchni. Through building your Shemayim during these days, Chamishim Yom, Gematria Chaysam, which is the Chaysam Alibecha, which is the Lev Nishbar, that broken heart, which is that heart realizing I'm only part and my other part is Hashem, true Yir Shemayim, which is our avoda of life. And then I'll get to the 50 and I'll feel free. When I'm a Kabbal Torah, I'll take Recharis El Echeris on that 50th day. Because the only way I could build this Yir Shemayim and have it, the only way I could really deeply always have this Yir Shemayim is I'm deeply connected to Torah and therefore deeply connected to Hashem. Because Torah is the personality of Hashem. Torah is the mindset of Hashem. Torah is the embodiment of Hashem. With Torah, I could build Yir Shemayim. With Torah, I could feel close to Hashem. I want to read a story, just end with a story that I was reminded earlier today. I don't get into why. It's a story. It's in this Rabbi Chiel Spiro's Touched by Their Tears. Quote from this Sefer often. Page 263. An incredible story, if you never heard it. I definitely said it over once in a year. I don't recall when. It says, the Ramchal in the Sefer Derech Eitz HaChayim told an incredible story. The Ramchal told this story that transpired during Gzeras Tach V'Tat. When the Cossacks were murdering and terrorizing the Yidden in Europe in the 1648-1649. So there was a great Makubal we all know of. We've shared his Torah of Shimshon of Astrapali. And he went and conversed with the Sitra Achra, whatever that means, and asked why the Jewish nation had to suffer so much. He was told if the Jews would stop keeping three mitzvahs, Torah, Shabbos, and Mila, then the murders of Chamilki would stop. Rav Shimshon responded that it was better for the murders to continue than to compromise one drop of Torah. He wouldn't do it. Rav Isser Zalmelster continued the story. After this remarkable incident, Rav Shimshon made a She'ailas Chalom. He asked that it be revealed to him what he could do to stop the terrible killings. He was answered that if two of the greatest tzaddikim of the time would be willing to sacrifice themselves, then the decrees would stop, since the death of tzaddikim serves as an atonement for the Jewish people. Rav Shimshon approached the Shach, Rav Shabsai Cohen, the other Gadol Dar of the time, and explained what had been revealed to him. But the Shach said that he needed 3 more months before he was willing to offer his life. Rav Shimshon was shocked. Why was the Shach not willing to sacrifice himself earlier for Klal Yisrael? Didn't he know how much pain and suffering was being inflicted daily by the horrible murderers? The Shach responded that he needed 3 more months to complete his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, the Sifsei Kayin. 3 months later, the two great tzaddikim were killed, and the murders came to a halt. Rav Yisro Zalman asks, how are we to understand the Shach's conduct at a time like this? Rav Shabsai surmised that the prognosis for the survival of the Jewish people was better despite another 3 months of suffering with the commentary of the Shach than 3 months less of suffering without the Shach. That is, he knew that the only way for Jewish people to survive in Galus was through the Torah. With it, they survive. Without it, they have no chance. This isn't a story I would share in a lot of the shiurim I give. I know a lot of people could have questions on such a story. But I know the chever that we're with here understood the story. And the chashivas of the story. And the chashivas of Torah. And that chashivas of Torah is not the chashivas of just learning Torah and knowing Torah. It's a chashivas of the bond with Hashem, of the building of your Shemayim that comes from that Torah. And without that, we're nothing. We're gone. Halolu of Dezer, Valoil of Dezer. We're no different than Umas HaOlam. No different. Our avoida is that we need to build that Yer Shemayim. And that's through Torah, and that's how we gain the Cheiris. Al Tikri Chariz El Cheiris. If initially it was brought by our Sinai, it means that's where we can still find it. The death of Nadav Avihu reminds us this week how important that is. How important it is for us to have specifically during these days. Specifically when we're stuck with so much taiva and so much out there and so little Chizik in Ruchnius. We need that Yer Shemayim, that bond that's so strong. That doesn't matter where I am. I could be sitting by Kaisel or sitting in my Kaisel of my room. I'm the same person because I'm with Hashem and I have Yer Shemayim. Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zoicha to build such a Yer Shemayim. And in Mirtz Hashem, if we build that Yer Shemayim, if that was the Yer Shemayim that was necessary to build when the Mishkan was being dedicated, maybe if we build that Yer Shemayim, we'll be zoyecha to see Binyan Beis HaMikdash with Gula Shleima, Bimhera B'Yameinu.